This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, Wayne Allen Root is on vacation. This is the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. That's L-E-E-E-L-C-I. You can find me at leeelsie.com. You can go to, my Facebook page, Voice of Freedom, and like that Facebook page. Be part of sort of an ongoing conversation during the day. It usually lasts all day. We have the greatest listeners here in Connecticut, but we're broadcasting now across the entire country on the great USA Radio Network. In fact, last time I checked, I believe there are 4,000 USA Radio Network stations. No, I'm making that up. I should have said about 4,000, because then it could have been anywhere in between what it actually is in 4,000. But anyway, we're broadcast across the entire country, all the way out past California, Las Vegas, Oklahoma City, and in and around Chicago, etc. So all these great places across the entire country. Hearing the voice, me, of freedom, and again, filling in for Wayne Allen Root on this this great platform. I wanted to go in a little bit of a different direction. I wanted to play a little bit of a game and think about it as if it's a movie. Okay? What if, hypothetically speaking, of course, what if it were determined that the Wuhan coronavirus was in fact specifically engineered in the biological weapons unit of a laboratory in, let's say, China? All right? Let's assume that. And what if, hypothetically, it were to be factually established that the members of the Chinese People's Liberation, that army, heard of them? Yeah. They had perfected and sought a patent for a vaccine effective against such a laboratory-engineered, biologically weaponized virus prior to its release. So you've got the People's Republic of China, the Red Army, creating a vaccine for a virus that they've created in their laboratory. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? I mean, it would make a great movie. And what if we were confirmed that the following, some preliminary accidental releases of the virus in Wuhan, China, residents of China were forbidden to travel to other places in China, but encouraged to freely travel internationally to other countries. What if that happened in our movie? Wouldn't that be incredible? And what if, again, hypothetically speaking, it were proven that the virus was weaponized through a gain-of-function gene manipulation financed by scientists who were more interested in what can be done through a Frankenstein type of experiment than what should be done as a matter of morality? Imagine this, right? I mean, I can just hear the big voice guy right now and the previews before the movie starts, how great this movie would be. Oh, my God, it'd be unbelievable. And what if, hypothetically, it were shown that the weapon was intentionally let loose on the world, and if it was calculated, in fact, to cripple the world's economies and cripple other nations, causing this incredible pandemic designed to pave a path of, again, planetary chaos, while Beijing sat in complete control and essential isolation. I mean, imagine that, hypothetically. And the weapon, again, causing this decimation of the world's economies to the tunes of hundreds, maybe hundreds of trillions of dollars by the time it's all said. And that one being China. What a movie this would be. How about the idea that this is actually an act of war? How about we think about it like that? How about the idea that maybe China did do all these things? And maybe China did deliver this Wuhan flu to its own people because really they don't care about them either. And then had them travel through the entire globe, out across the globe, out of the Wuhan International Airport to other places, landing and infecting other folks and spreading this pandemic across the world. Do you think that that's impossible? Imagine if that actually happened. Imagine if that were a script, a big movie script, a script, a Paramount movie. A big blockbuster, a $100 million script starring maybe, I don't know, maybe The Rock or maybe Brad Pitt playing Fauci. Who knows? It'd be one hell of a movie, wouldn't it? Right? I think it'd be incredible. Trump could play himself. But imagine that happening. And then imagine the reaction of the world. Or imagine what the reaction of the world should be. What should our reaction be if, in fact, we find out, not hypothetically, real life now, what should our reaction be if we find out China actually purposely released this virus and reaped the benefits of it? What should we do? I mean, is that an act of war? Is that any different than Pearl Harbor? Is that any different than 9/11? I mean, if you look at it, way more people died. Way more Americans died. I mean, what, we're up to 660-some-odd thousand Americans dying of some form of COVID? What should we do? What would we do? What can we do? Do we have the guts to do anything against China? That's another layer that we're not thinking about. Do we have the guts? Do we have people in power that would do anything? I don't, right now we don't know. Of course not. Now we have a bumbling idiot in the White House who would do nothing. And, you know, essentially people think that he's in their pocket anyway. But even if we had somebody with a set of stones, male or female, who is willing to go toe-to-toe with China, would we do it? Because to me, ladies and gentlemen, if we ever found out that this was done as a purposeful act, for me, it's an act of war. And we're living in an age where this kind of activity can happen more and more. We can, you know, find a new virus. A new virus can be delivered on us tomorrow. And we all know about the technical and the, let's say, the way that our infrastructure can be attacked as far as through the computer grids, et cetera. We can get that cyber scare for sure. They can knock out power grids and do their biddings that way, which would cause a lot of chaos. But as far as the loss of life, you know, a direct assault on us through a poison, that's an act of war to me. And I'm, you know, quite sure that the person in charge right now doesn't have the guts to do anything about it, which is why my hypothetical is simply a movie. So in the movie, right, in my hypothetical movie scenario, right, our president, who would have the guts, would stand up to China, and we'd go toe-to-toe, and eventually, because it's a movie, we'd win. In the end, we'd win. And in the big conflicts, we always win. Or, you know, at least the ones that we try to win, we win. But this goes back to something I said a little while ago. If we were actually involved in a major conflict with another nation, that, not that China has the similar might as we do. They have a navy that's technically bigger than ours, but they're still not where they need to be to go toe-to-toe. But we both have nukes. That's a disaster waiting to happen. But what would we do? What should we do? I think it's something to think about. By the way, the U.S. military now will mandate vaccines for troops. How does that make you feel? I do want to get into the vaccine part of this in just a little bit, but as part of a growing effort to halt the latest surge in quote-unquote COVID-19 cases, the Delta variant, of course, on everybody's mind, Biden and the administration announced on Monday that the Pentagon is making vaccines mandatory for all active duty troops no later than mid-September. Now, we're finding out, and I know Wayne talks about this all the time, we're finding out, you know, every day there's different things that are happening, different scenarios, different side effects, different reactions to this drug. And, you know, here's what's interesting. Every day you hear a different doctor from a different platform talk about a different variant and talk about a different reaction and what we should do and how we should do it and all that goes along with this. I've been on record. I haven't gotten the vaccine yet. And I'm actually happy that I haven't gotten it yet because I'm in a wait-and-see mode. And I may never get it. Right? I know I don't get the flu vaccine. Again, please, I'm not telling you not to get it. You should do what you think is right. But every day we hear these contrarian types of views. Like one day you hear this and the next day you hear that and there's nothing substantial. And then the left will come out or the progressives will come out and say, oh, the science, read the science, this, that, and the other. And then you read it and you're like, well, wait, that doesn't really solve anything. My curiosity, that doesn't really fix what I was worried about. That doesn't say this. That doesn't say that. When people get the vaccine, they can still transmit COVID to somebody else. They can still get sick. They can still die. I read where a doctor who was fully vaccinated got the virus and died the other day. Well, if that's the case, what's going on? I mean, that seems like the virus has outsmarted the vaccine. So why am I putting poison in my body if it doesn't work? And then, of course, the doctors will say, well, it'll make it less impactful if you get it. Constantly moving the goalpost over and over and over again. If it's not one thing, it's another. We've gone over this time and time again. I hate to be redundant. I want to continue on this. Masks, mandates, and do you wear a mask? Let's get into the mask in just a bit, because I know in some places they're actually having masks being mandated. Where you live, do you have to wear your mask? Let me know. Send me an email or give us a call. 1-833-WAR-TALK. We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to the USA Radio Network.
Route for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Hi, Wayne Allyn Root here. I don't have to tell you why you need gold. You hear it from me every single day on my show. When I need gold, I go to Michael and Rich Checkin at ASI, Asset Strategies International. Right now, ASI is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the gold price while supplies last. They are the definition of honest. 39 years in business, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients with zero complaints. The biggest question on everyone's mind right now is when will gold and silver prices start to explode upwards? Right now, prices are low, but that's to your advantage. They won't be forever. We expanded the money supply by 25%. Commodity prices up, consumer prices up, energy prices up. Inflation is here, and it's going to get much worse before it gets better. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007 to claim your American Gold Eagle at 6% over gold. That's 800-831-0007 or assetstrategies.com. Tell them more sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Here's the message Fox News doesn't want you to hear.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. to help support the Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
When you go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, ladies and germs, my name is Lee Elsie. And again, if you're just tuning in, you're looking for Wayne feverishly, frantically, while he's on vacation. Again, on Tuesdays and Thursdays for the first hour of the Raw and Unfiltered show. You normally hear me anyway. And when Wayne goes on vacation, I get a chance to pinch hit for him. And we're doing that tonight, tomorrow night, and on Thursday. I keep saying tonight, but that's because I'm on the East Coast broadcasting from this cushy lair in the Full Power Radio Studios here in Connecticut. Wearing of masks. We're talking about masks and masks mandates. I brought this up today and on my morning show, and the phones exploded as expected because people are ticked off about this. Like, first of all, people don't like to be told what to do. And, like, you could put me in that category. And they don't like to be lied to and told what to do at the same time. And they don't like to be misrepresented or have the information change and be forced to do something. But just to continue on this topic, wearing a mask now mandatory at all times for USCP personnel in interior spaces on Capitol grounds, as we knew this was going to happen. More often than not, in your business or wherever you work, chances are the mask mandates are slowly inching their way back into your life. You'll probably have to put them back on again. And the reason why this, and I don't want to say it's stupid, right? Because I've had the belief from the beginning that if you have a mask on, okay, that affords you and whoever is in your vicinity some form of protection. Although, chances are, it's minute. And the latest study is out right now that says if you're wearing a cloth mask, you get about 20% protection from the virus. And if it's an aerosol virus, guys, it's even less than that. Like, the 20% is against droplets. 40% if you're wearing a paper mask, And I think it was 80%. I don't have it right in front of me, but 80% if you have one of these more sophisticated masks on. But the argument that we had today, and an argument that I would be fiercely fighting if I had kids, is what does it do to your child to have a mask on for 8 hours a day in class? Like, what is the overall physical ramification of that? Because I would think, I mean, just, you've had a mask on for long periods of time. It's hot. It's uncomfortable. You're breathing in your own carbon dioxide. It can make you light. Think about putting a bag or, you know, breathing into a bag. Or putting a bag over your head, or even a paper bag over your head and breathing into that in and out. You get a headache almost instantly. There's no way this is good for kids. There's no way this is good. And, you know, we know the numbers. Kids aren't dying of this. I know the fear is that they get it, they take it home, but vaccinated people get it. It just seems completely unnecessary to have kids have to wear these masks, certainly for 6-8 hours. If you're working, if you have a job and you're getting paid, there's a slightly different dynamic to that. You have a choice not to work. Kids don't really have a choice not to go to school. I guess their parents could homeschool. That's the option that's being given. But if you're talking about the constant back and forth of your own carbon dioxide, after a while, it's not gonna bode well for that kid. And I bet you that they'll do studies 5-10 years down the road that shows that kids, their ability to learn when they have masks on is less than when they don't. Go your whole day. Well, I mean, we've all done this because we've all had to have masks on for long periods of time. You know how you felt when it was done. Those of you who go to work every day, who are listening to me right now, you know what it's like having a mask on as opposed to not having a mask on. It's like an instant wake up. When you take that mask off, isn't it? It's like you're getting a blast of or a jolt of caffeine when you rip that mask off. Even if you're in a store or something like that, you know, you got the mask on, it's sweat and hot, you're breathing in your own ugly breath, and then you take it off for just a second and you're hit with the fresh air, and it's like it wakes you up like immediately. And the kids have to do this constantly, all day, nonstop. All right, more about this when we come back. I have a whole bunch. I have a stack of stuff. So much stuff in here in the studio. I try to roll through as much of it as I can. But we'll come back. We'll continue a little bit on vaccinations and whether or not you're vaccinated and fully vaccinated doctors. And by the way, who funds the CDC? I'll do that when we come back. I have a list of some prominent companies that actually send buckets of money to the CDC. My name is Lee Elsie. Find out more about me, leeelsie.com. It's a work in progress. We're under the hood trying to work through that website, which will be spectacular by the time it's all said and done. Chris is down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing all the buttons. Without him, you'd hear nothing but... We'll be right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden has no regrets about his decision to withdraw remaining U.S. troops from Afghanistan.
Afghan leaders have to come together. They've got to fight for themselves, fight for their nation.
Biden telling reporters that Afghan forces should be able to hold off the Taliban despite growing evidence to the contrary. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, a Democrat, will become New York's first female governor. Hochul succeeding Andrew Cuomo as governor after he resigned from office Tuesday following sexual harassment accusations. Cuomo's last day in office will be August 24th. The spotlight is now on the follow-up measure to the bipartisan infrastructure bill that has passed the Senate. The so-called human infrastructure bill covers $3.5 trillion in more spending and will have to pass with only Democratic support. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's
800-985-1610.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back. You're listening again to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered, 25 minutes before the top of the hour. Again, coming up next hour, a couple of great guests will join me. Again, our good friend Tony D'Angelo will join me. He is a financial expert. to the top of the hour, and then a little bit later on, actually 1 hour from right now, Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation will join me. It's always a distinct pleasure and an honor to chat with him. We've been talking again this hour about vaccines, about the Wuhan flu, COVID, all of that. So I thought this was interesting. There was a list of corporations who donate buckets of money to the CDC. Now, the list is as long as my arm, but I didn't want to read a list that long. But so I cut it down to some companies that would be more recognizable. But these are companies that give money to the CDC. So let's see. Aflac, Anthem, AT&T, Bayer, Century 21, Cisco, Citibank, the Clorox Company, CNN, the Coca-Cola Company, Costco, Custom Inc., CVS, Dell Computers, Delta Airlines, Disney, Dodge, Eastman Kodak, ExxonMobil, Facebook, the Ford Motor Company, GE, General Mills, Google, the Home Depot, IBM, Johnson & Johnson, Liberty Mutual, McDonald's, McGraw-Hill, Motorola, Nike, OnStar, PayPal. By the way, I still can't get my PayPal to work. That's weird, right? I mean, I'm the only person in the country that can't get PayPal to work. Like, I got my a credit card hooked into PayPal, but every time I try to buy something, they say, no, can't do it, won't work. And I'm like, I use that credit card for something else, works fine. What's the deal? Anyway, PayPal, Pfizer, the Quaker Oats Company, Qualcomm, Sprint, Starbucks, State Farm Insurance Company. These are all companies that donate buckets of money to the Center for Disease Control. I said T-Mobile, Toyota, Trojan brand condoms. Perfect. Turner Broadcasting Company, United Parcels, Verizon, Walgreens, Walmart, and WebMD. So, you know, take out of that what you feel is important, but those companies in some respect are in bed with the CDC. I talked about how a fully vaccinated doctor died of COVID. Daughter pleads with the public to get vaccinated and mask up. So that seemed a little odd to me. So the dad dies. He's a doctor, gets the COVID, has the vaccine, fully vaccinated doctor. So I'm sure he's very, you know, particular and very cautious about what he does. And sadly, he gets the virus, dies. And she's, you know, the daughter is still hell-bent on everybody getting the vaccine. I'm not telling you not to get the vaccine. I'm just telling you there's some questions about it. Countries with the highest vaccination rate have the highest infection rate, according to a recent study. Iceland, Gibraltar, Malta, and Cyprus, for example, have vaccination rates of 90 to 98% and are experiencing surging virus cases. European countries with high vaccination rates are experiencing increasing infection rates, with those graphs showing minimal infection rates among the countries with the lowest vaccination rates. Now, to be fair, this chart shows like Africa at the bottom, but the chances are that not only is the testing not happening in Africa, but they can't get their hands on any vaccine. So you got to be fair with some of these. But I just found it interesting that some of these countries that are between 90 and 98%, you know, have 98% vaccine happening, they're experiencing a surge in the cases. In Israel, where COVID cases are spiking despite a vaccination rate of 80%, the government is launching a campaign to inoculate its population with a third jab. The vaccine's effectiveness may well be wearing off after a few months, so they're doubling down. Again, that's another big question that the people will have to, you know, kind of try to figure out on their own. Do you want to get a third jab of this? And it does look like this. Here's what I will say. And again, I am not an expert, nor do I play a doctor on TV, nor do I play one on the radio. But it does really seem like we're headed to a situation where at the very best, right, at the very best, you're going to get a yearly COVID inoculation. That you know is coming, right? So you've got two already. Most people have two already. And you're seeing some, let's say, slip back as far as people getting the COVID. So they're talking about a third jab. Israel's giving people their third jab. You know, it's just a matter of time before eventually they say, well, like the flu shot, you're going to need a yearly COVID shot. Some doctors have been warning that the vaccine-induced antibody dependencies or the ADE may contribute to the long-term adverse effects that would begin to manifest itself 3 to 12 months after the vaccination. Read much. The prediction is based upon animal studies over recent years from SARS. So that, if you missed that because I butchered it, let me read it again. Some doctors have been warning that vaccine-induced antibody-dependent enhancement, ADE, may contribute to long-term adverse effects that would begin to manifest themselves 3 to 12 months after vaccination. It's essentially saying 3 months to a year after you get the vaccine, you could show some serious side effects. Is that going to happen? I guess we'll have to wait and see. The prediction is based upon animal studies over recent years from the SARS COVID vaccine trials. Natural immunity is given a short shift by the CDC. We have no idea how many Americans carry the antibodies from previous infections, either symptomatic or not. A Wall Street Journal, again, report had got into this, that they think as much as 92% of the people in Britain have gotten the virus. I actually did some math. I think I may have done this here on the USA Network, but I firmly believe there's probably close to 200 million people who have gotten COVID in this country, because they were talking about how many confirmed cases that we have, which is upwards of close to 40 million. And a lot of the conservative thinking folks are saying, well, you can multiply that by 4 or 5 times, because a lot of folks were asymptomatic, never had one symptom, not one. And in the end, we're walking around with COVID and they probably have antibodies. There's an appeals court that upheld Indiana's university COVID-19 vaccine mandate that, according to the Epoch Times, the policy makes vaccinations a condition of attending the university, and students who don't want to get vaccinated can also seek ample educational opportunities elsewhere. The university on May 21st informed all students and employees of the vaccine mandate, but the appeals court upheld the Indiana university. Upheld that, so in order to go to school, you have to get vaccinated. That reminds me of a story that happened here in Connecticut. It's a really sad story. Think about this. So this woman emailed me. I'm not going to give her name because she asked me not to. But she is in the final semester of studying to become a nurse. Okay? Final semester. She's done great. She's a mom, married mom, all of that. So she's been, you know, working her tail off to get this, you know, to go through the rigors of becoming a nurse, which is not easy. And I guess I should tell the whole story. So she actually is pregnant. And this was an email that was sent to me. Like I said, I'm not going to say the name. But she has a semester to go, and she was going to finish, have the baby, then become a nurse, right? So it's like a fairy tale. Well, the school that she's going to now has a mandate. They mandated getting the COVID vaccine. Now, a lot of the stories of pregnant women are not good that get the vaccine. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. That has been sort of a recurring theme. Not all, but some have had really bad effects who have been pregnant, lost the baby, etc. So she doesn't want to get the shot. And I don't blame her. So now the school is saying, no, you can't finish. I mean, you got a semester to go. And the school will not let her finish and not give her another option, and essentially, you know, told her, don't let the door hit you on the way out. I mean, how have we gotten to that place? Like, there's got to be a way around that. Like, there's got to be a better way of doing things than that, I would think. Like, be more human. Like, give her another option. Let her do it from home. Let her do something. Anyway. So masks in general, vaccinations in general, have you gotten yours? Will you get yours? Are you planning on getting your shot or second shot? Did you get one and not a second one? Send me an email. Let me know. I'd like to know what your reaction was. And are you happy with having to wear these masks again? Those of you who did get your shot now are being forced once again to wear the mask, depending upon, you know, where you're going. Are happy about that? In particular, you know, a lot of folks are upset because the masks are filthy for the most part, disgusting, germ-ridden things that, you know, we put over our mouth and nose, and we take it off, we throw it like in the glove compartment of the car or on the console or on the dashboard, where every ugly, dirty thing sort of lays there. And the masks that, again, are supposed to protect us from humanity, make us more human, I guess. Beyond the physical impairments, there is a psychological negative impact that masks, in particular with the younger folks, I think they create this. They create this barrier. When I was wearing a mask, and I don't really wear one anymore. I guess if I have to go to a store that makes it mandatory, I'll put one on. You know, I'm not gonna die on that hill just to go into a store for a mask. But the one thing it did, it gave you this sense of, you know, anonymity, right? You could walk around and nobody know you. It's just, I don't know, it felt different. You feel disconnected from everybody else. That's just another thing that that the masks do. And I got another email from someone, and it basically, he's a wastewater treatment operator, and he's been licensed since 1978, and he knows a thing about germs. And he says, masks, the way that we're wearing them, are useless. Very few people know exactly how to actually use a mask, and the ones that we're using do nothing. The OSHA people would tell you the same thing. You've actually got to go out and spend a lot of money on not only the plastic shields, but some of these other masks that actually keep out these aerosol particles. And if you don't keep them out, you're going to get sick. I mean, again, I'm not a doctor, and I'm not playing one, but this is easy. This is common sense. All right, let me take a break. We're going to come back. Me and Chris are going to cast that movie I was talking about. We'll come up with a title for that movie next, The Chinese Wuhan Flu. Stick around.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John Jubilee, friend of Wayne Allyn Root, the amazing transformer, the man that changed his life, lost 25 pounds of visceral fat, gained 10 pounds of lean muscle, and hundreds of other war listeners from coast to coast have transformed their life, gotten off their diabetes, insulin, reversed high blood pressure, reversed many other illnesses, and you can too. And this month only, for war listeners, that's right, it's a 2-for-1. It's a BOGO! You have to take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime offer to buy one, get one free. John and Chelsea Jubilee's transformation, the breakthrough science shared on the floor of the United Nations. Log on right now to EnergizeHealth.com. That's EnergizeHealth.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allyn Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back. Final segment of this hour. So, to start this hour off, I went through this scenario where we created this movie scene where, hypothetically, China would create a virus and unleash it on the world. And then the more I got into it, the more I thought, hey, this might really make a good movie. So maybe we should cast it. So Christopher down there in Dallas, Texas, wants to help me cast this movie. So let's talk about all the people that are going to be in it first, right?
Yeah, in our fantasy world, so we don't get sued.
All right, so in our fantasy world. Now, you got to start with Trump.
All right.
Now, I know this is a sort of a cop-out and a bailout, so I'll go first. I'm going to let Trump be Trump. He's an actor. He's part of SAG. He's in. He's my Trump.
Okay. Mine, I actually have one of two.
All right.
One, James Woods.
I like James Woods.
Or Val Kilmer.
Ooh, the new Val Kilmer does look like him a little bit, doesn't he?
Yep.
All right, so that's not bad. All right, so if we're going with a real actor, I'll take Val Kilmer. That's good.
Okay.
All right, we'll go with your choice if we're on the casting couch. All right, so who plays Biden?
Biden, I have Woody Harrelson.
Now, see, I'm going to give it to Jim Carrey. I think Jim Carrey did a good, scary Biden on, and plus, Carrey's a better, although Woody's a good actor, too.
Yeah.
But this is a serious movie. So we need a serious Biden. But okay, so either one would be good, Carrier or Woody Harrelson. All right, Fauci.
Oh, that was easy for me. Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff, he doesn't look like Fauci.
Yeah, but with makeup and a haircut, but he has that academic. I think of him in Independence Day in '96 when he was that super bright guy, David.
Okay. So, yeah. All right. I went with Philip Baker Hall. Do you know who that is?
No, I don't.
Are we a Seinfeld fan?
No.
Okay. He played Bookman in Seinfeld.
Right.
Look it up. And right. I think that's a perfect one. All right. Who plays Deborah Birx?
Laura Dern.
I went with Kira Sedgwick.
Ooh.
Kira actually looks that. So that's a toss. Well, who'd you go with?
Laura Dern.
I have to look her. Who is that? What was she in?
She was in the movie A Perfect World with Kevin Costner and Clint Eastwood.
I like her better. No, I like her better.
All right,
so let's go with her. You're a winner.
Okay.
All right.
I like yours, actually, but go ahead.
All right, so we'll let him come in
and
read.
We'll call it a split. Yeah, we'll call it a split.
All right, who plays Pence?
Gary Sinise.
I got to look who that is. You know all these names.
Gary Sinise?
Know.
Forrest Gump, Lieutenant Dan.
Oh, okay. Wait a second. That is good.
Yeah.
I went with Robert Duvall.
Ooh.
I think Duvall's a great actor, could pull it off.
You know what? Right. Duvall would be a great Biden.
Would be a great Biden. All right. We got to get Duvall in the movie somehow.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll get him in the movie. Who plays Cuomo?
Robert Davi.
Robert Davi, yes! I like that. That's way better than mine.
That, and you have almost got into it off air until he told me it was just, you know, cracking my eggs and having fun at my expense. But yeah.
I got Davi coming up on Thursday, you know.
Oh, great. No, I love him. I'll have to tell that story later, but when he said, kids, look, I don't know who the F Lee Elsie is. I don't know who the F you are. How about you get off my effing phone and go, hey, Robert, you know what? And he's like, kid, I'm only messing with you. Chill out. Relax.
You
was winding up.
Yeah. You wet yourself a little bit.
No,
little
I
bit.
Did not. Oh.
Who plays President Xi?
Oh, okay. From the TV show 24, because he was the ultimate bad guy in that show, Jime.
Okay, I'll give it to you, because I thought you were going to go with Jet Li.
Nah.
You changed your mind?
I don't want to go into stereotypes. I just don't think the guy who portrays President Xi is going to have that kind of athletic range as Jet Li does.
Oh, fair enough. That's fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. Who plays McInerney?
Alicia Silverstone.
I think I got you beat on this one.
Okay.
I got Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, yeah. You won that round.
I like that
decisively.
One.
Decisively.
I like that one. I think that was a good choice for my movie. Did we have a title for this movie, by the way? The Wuhan Flu?
Yeah, the Wuhan Flu Clan. I don't know.
All right, and Ben Carson?
Oh, you're going to like this one. Glover.
Danny Glover is perfect. I mean, I was going to say, as just sort of a parting as we head to a break, but since we're not at a break yet, I was going to say, let's go with Kanye West, just because I want him in the movie somehow.
Oh, no, Kanye could do a cameo as himself.
That's right. He was part of that himself.
And then, you know, I know there's somebody we're missing. Oh, you know, not that I want to. Well, Aubrey Huff, who's going to play him? Because he's been kind of making the rounds the last few days.
Yeah, I don't know. Let me see. I don't know who they look.
Aubrey Huff.
Yeah, no, I got to kind of figure
we'll,
out.
Yeah, we'll figure that'll be in the sequel. But let's see. I'm trying to think, you know. Oh, who was... Yeah, I don't think there's anybody else we can really catch.
Oh, I think that's it. I think it's pretty good. I you know that somewhere along the line is going to be a movie. Without question. I mean, you know that's coming. And also, sort of that scenario.
Hold on. Who makes the movie?
Well, let's see.
I would go with Scorsese, but that's... Come on. I'm prejudicial when it comes to Scorsese.
I can live with that. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break. Top of the hour. We've got a couple of guests. We'll be joined by one of our friends.
I know who plays Pence. He would never do it, but I know who.
No, I got... Robert Duvall is a perfect Pence.
Yeah, or Martin Sheen.
Martin Sheen's not bad.
Here we go.
Yeah. All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll come right back. Like I said, top of the hour. A couple of guests will join me here in the studio. Please keep hanging out with us. I know, depending upon where you are, East Coast is getting close to 8 o'clock. Out there in the West Coast, it's 5 o'clock. You're probably in your car somewhere and driving home. So we'll come right back. Great guests coming your way next. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.